And I might answer, yes, someone
wrote him this morning or yesterday.
Right. If we were talking about ringing a bell, now it's ring. You could ask, has that bell been
rung
today?
Today.
And I'd say, I might tell you, yes, they
rang it
this morning. If we were talking about the rising of the sun, you might ask, has the sun
rose yet?
And I might tell you, yes, it.
It has, did this morning.
Uh-huh. And now we want to use that word rise. Has the sun rose yet? And I say, yes, it, at 6 o'clock
this morning. It rose at 6 o'clock this morning.
They were tricky with this. They put the hardest section before the easiest section. So when we finish this one, we're all finished with the hard part. Just a couple more to go. If we were talking about diving into a lake, now the word is diving, you might ask, has he into the lake?
Already dived in.
And I'd say, yes, he 5 minutes ago.
He dived 5 minutes ago.
Okay. If we were talking about children growing up, and now it's growing, you might ask, have all their children
grown up?
Yeah, and I'd say, yes, they years ago.
They've grown up years ago.
Okay, if I asked you how old you are, you might answer, I
am 75. 71.
And if I asked you, are you tired? You might say, no, I
not tired.
Okay. Will you finish this sentence for me, please? I don't chew tobacco, but he
my husband does.
And this one, I always behave myself, but sometimes he
worries me.
Uh-huh.
Or aggravates me.
Now, we're using the word do this time, like before you said, I don't chew tobacco, but he does. Now, it's the same sort of thing. I always behave myself, but he
well,
I don't mean your husband. It could be anybody.
No word.
Just say it was two people talking. You know, say you were talking on just to a friend of yours, and you said, well, she always behaves herself, but he
he doesn't.
Will you put a word into this sentence for me? I thought you coming with us.
I thought you were coming with us.
And another one with the same combination. Is we going to town when it started to rain?
We were going to town when it started to rain.
If I asked you if you still do many things, you would answer, yes, there.
A lot of them.
That I still do. And if I want to know the color of some roses that you had grown, I would say, what color are those roses?
Well, yellow or red.
And how, suppose you ask me the question.
What color are the roses?
Yeah, could you ask me again?
What color are the roses?
Okay, yellow or red. And you might answer the roses.
I read.
Okay. If I asked you if you'd done something already, you might say, no, I
haven't.
If I asked you, was it a nice day, you might answer, no, it
was not a good day.
Uh-huh. What about a, would you say anything else besides was not, might a shorter way, you might?
Might, could be a dreary day. Dreary day.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say wasn't?
What?
Would you say wasn't?
Wasn't.
Or wouldn't?
Wasn't.
Okay. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say he
shouldn't have done that.
If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well,
I'm not sure I can do it.
Uh-huh. Now, I want to try to get something with might in it, you know, the word might. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I might can do it.
Okay, that's great, thank you. Now, could you finish this sentence for me? I slipped on the ice and just barely managed to keep my balance. I
almost fell.
Let me check the tape, make sure we have enough left. And see if it's on. I was going to make sure I can get your voice on there. Now, I'm going to give you a sentence, and you just give me the word that you think fits in. A penny is 1 cent. A dime is
10 cents.
He has lived here ever... 1960.
Mm-hmm.
He has lived here ever...
Every year.
Uh-huh. Well, let's try another one. We've been sitting here talking ever... 2 o'clock.
All evening.
Uh-huh. Okay, would you use ever since 2 o'clock?
Yeah, since 2 o'clock.
Okay, now I'll give you the sentence again, okay? He has lived here ever...
Since.